in all of time, in all of history, man has never created one single living cell. Yet your body does that millions to billions of times a day. That's where I put my faith. So I try to encourage people. I want them to know that, listen, that there's a doctor 24/7 on the clock, making chemicals, making hormones, detoxing you. So yeah, compared to the smartest person you know or the greatest doctor you think, I'm just saying that level of intelligence is laughable compared to the wisdom that is in you right now, animating you so you can even hear me say this. If I can help you understand the magnificence of the body that God gave you, your fear of disease drops significantly. Your fear of a fever drops significantly because you realize that you're designed to heal. So I'm Dr. Ben Rall. Welcome to Designed to Heal. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Designed to Heal. Not only am I excited about our guest today, but I was talking earlier with my friend here. My wife is really excited. She recently finished Dr. Mindy's book. I've known Dr. Mindy Pelz for a long time. We go kind of way back, if you will, and have watched her and learned from her over the years. And so it's been really awesome just watching her take care of so many people and help so many people. And it's taken us a while to get here. She's a busy woman and working and reading. And many of you listeners are actually probably very familiar with her. She has quite a following in her social medias and online and things. I'll just read a little bit about her. We'll talk more about her. But Dr. Mindy Pelz, she's a best-selling author of Fast Like a Girl. She's a nutritional, functional medicine health expert. She spent two decades helping thousands of people successfully reclaim their health. She's definitely a leader in the alternative health field and a pioneer in the fasting. She has a host of the Resetter podcast, great YouTube channel. That's probably one of my favorite ways to follow her. She just has really great videos. The way she communicates complicated subjects are important. So today we're going to be talking about fasting. We're going to be talking about kind of hormones and that relationship, kind of leaning towards female hormones a little bit. But Dr. Mindy, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, Ben, thank you. And I just want to say, it's really interesting to hear you say I've learned from her, because there was a time when I was holding on to every word you would say, and I was learning from you. So it's a beautiful.
Are you saying you no longer learn from me? You used to.
Yeah, no,
I see. Okay.
You disappeared out of my life.
I'm kidding.
But no, I am a huge fan of yours, Ben, and I'm so grateful for everything that I've learned from you.
Well, then this will be fun. So will you tell us, I know I just did a little bio, but will you tell us a little bit about your journey? What took you, I know you're a chiropractor, of course, and you've seen a lot of people, taking care of people for years, done it for a long time out in California. Will you, what's this journey been for you? Why are you so, just talk to us. Tell us a little bit more. You know, I know you've got your kiddos and your mama and all that stuff. Awesome stuff. Love it. Just tell us a little bit more about you, your journey.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because it's really a chiropractic journey. It's a journey of following the breadcrumbs of what the body needed. And it really started that I was in my practice and I was educating people on how their bodies worked and how to live a lifestyle that's congruent with the way that their body was designed to be. And one day when Facebook Lives first came out, a friend of mine literally said to me, "Hey, I dare you to do a Facebook Live every day for 90 days." Mm. And I'm always up for a good challenge. He's like, I'm watching it cause people's practices to explode. Mm. People are creating waiting lists. Why don't you do that? So I did. So every day for 90 days, I, at the end of practice, after seeing, a lot of people, I would grab the phone and I would educate people about their bodies. Mm. And that literally caused my social media to blow up. And what I learned in that moment was how desperate people were to understand how their bodies worked. Mm. And then one day I stumbled upon this concept called autophagy. And autophagy is our cellular ability to heal itself in the absence of food. Mm. Like when you take food out of the equation, the body will heal itself. That sounds like another thing that we know, when you remove the interference, the physical interference, the body heals itself. So I got so excited about this concept that I took it to my YouTube channel.
But Doc, even there, that's a fascinating, of course I know the term and things, but just the way you said this was really fascinating, because I think we are so focused. And you, I know we live similar lives in that talking with patients all the time, and they always ask me, what should I take? What supplement should I take? What, you know, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And it's almost rattles the nerve system, rattles your brain to go, actually, nothing.
Right.
Right. It's like, and I can heal with, now it's not nothing. You're actually, again, you're removing the interference. But what a fascinating, I know we're going to dive back into that, but this is why I needed to have you on the show, because just that concept can change your life. Realizing, wow, what that can do. So yeah, go on or talk more about it.
Well, and on that, I for all the Kairos listening, this is what the world is responding to. Every single video I do on YouTube, every book I write is chiropractic philosophy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's throughout the whole thing. And once you understand that the body has this ability to self-heal, you start looking at everything different. And so I just took my lens of chiropractic to fasting, and I went, oh, we're just removing a chemical interference and the body has all this ability to heal.
Awesome.
And what I realized was the world responded really well to that. And this idea of autophagy actually put my YouTube channel, I went from like 3,000 subscribers to 30,000 subscribers in a matter of like 2 weeks based off of the principle of autophagy that the body heals itself.
Yeah.
And so I just kept looking for science on fasting that I could continue to prove that the body heals itself. And out of that came the Scream of Women.
Okay.
But just where I got into this was in that belief system. And then my YouTube channel took off. We have 1 million subscribers now, and it's all based on that principle.
So, but it's also based on the fact that it works. Right.
Yes.
People wouldn't listen to you and come back to you and buy your books. And, you know, people bugging me to get you. People started bugging me to get you on my show. And I'm like, listen, I'd love to. Like, I love Mindy, you know. And they're you know her? You know, I'm like, yes, I know her. Come on now. But it's because it gets results. This isn't a game. This isn't a fad.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite of a fad. That's what I love about physiology and I love about chiropractic. It's the opposite of a fad. It's been this way since the beginning of time. This is how the bodies work. So that's what's cool about teaching what we always call in chiropractic. We just call them principles. We teach principles. Principles mean that they're good for everybody. They work for everybody.
That's right.
So do you mind, two things. Let's dive into fasting, but I almost want to kick this off because the other thing that us as kind of holistic practitioners over the years, we're always kind of swimming upstream and we're used to, and I know you're a stiff cup of coffee, right? You're not afraid to take on challenges. Like you said, you like a challenge, but you know, it's chiropractic, we've been fighting upstream for most of our profession, really our entire profession. And so we're comfortable with that. But what's been interesting as holistic care is kind of falling under the radar even more, you see these hit pieces on things. So you could have seen it coming a mile away. Here comes the quote study. I'm using air quotes because, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
It's a poster is what it is.
This poster that makes headlines that says, oh my goodness, intermittent fasting, 90 from the American Heart Association. So that must be good because they're smart, apparently. And 91% increase in cardiovascular deaths, I think was the way I read it, for people that are doing intermittent fasting. And I'm going, oh my gosh, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you freaking kidding me? And then, and you know, and then of course, a bunch of people that use that as an excuse to stop taking care of themselves. I knew that was bad for me. I knew I shouldn't have been doing that or whatever.
Right.
So take us down maybe fasting 101, why that study was such garbage. Not because I just want to rip apart the study, but for people that saw that and maybe believed a little bit of it or got confused. So talk to us whichever way you want to go. What kind of is fasting or fasting 101 if you want to, and why this study was so ridiculous?
Yeah. Well, let me start with the study because I hope that it will educate the Kairos who can educate their patients and if they can send this podcast to their patients. So I'm going to say this as clearly as I can. For starters, just know I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Sure.
I don't go down rabbit holes that are really dark. I like to look at things in broad perspectives. But here's what's going on. We have a food industry that is pouring toxins into our food. And they are, if we just take this core root of something called an obesogen is actually a chemical that turns stem cells into fat cells. This is why we have such a huge obesity problem in our children, is because these chemicals that are allowed, chemicals like BHA and BHT and NutraSweet, everybody's on Diet Coke thinking that that's going to help them lose weight. But instead, it's reprogramming your stem cells to convert into fat cells. And kids have the more stem cells than adults. So we have this massive obesity problem. And now, guess what? We got some drugs to solve that problem. And so we've got big pharma that fuels the media. We've got an obesity crisis. And the only thing standing in the way between everybody going on these drugs to solve the obesity problem is the simplicity of something like fasting. So we are going to see more and more and more of that. So I'm going to just start off by saying, be aware that that's not the last study you're going to see or media blitz. It's going to keep coming. Second thing I want to say on that study, and then I'll explain why fasting works, is that it was done over a 5-year period, and it was a reported study. So people called in 2 days out of 5 years. 2 days. And they reported a whole bunch of things. And one of them was what their timing of food was. So they took the people who intermittent fasted, and those were the ones that they said had a 91% increase in cardiovascular problems. But they only reported 2 days out of 5 years. And it's been proven that you actually, when you report back, that you are actually not really accurate in your remembrance of when you ate or what you ate. Second thing I'll say on that is 27% of those people were smokers. And the third thing is they didn't ask them what they ate. And then actually the fourth thing is that it's not a peer-reviewed journal. It is a poster. It hasn't been vetted to be proper science. So we have that mixed with a big pharma controlling media.
Don't you always laugh?
That's just where it's at.
Doc, I always laugh. You know, we've done this battle for so many years as a profession. Yeah. We often get called, you know, like we're unscientific.
Quacks and morons. I get it all over social media. I get called crazy names. Yeah.
And I'm always like, listen, I laughed because, like, really, if you really wanted to talk about it, honestly, like, we're actually very simple. Matter of fact, one of our, you know, in our profession, the developer of chiropractic, BJ Palmer, he wrote a book called It's As Simple As That. And I think chiropractic and the principles of holistic health are really actually too simple. Not simple for people, but people can't believe it can be that simple, right? I need to have a fancy test.
I even laugh.
That's one of the things I love about fasting is when people are like, oh, I don't, you know, I can't afford, you know, all this good food and holistic. And so I'm like, great, fast then. Just fast. You'll save money too. So, but that's good. That's just good advice. Just as it's a forewarning, you're seeing all this Ozempic stuff and all these other garbage pills that they're doing. And of course, you saw the APA, the American Pediatric Association, just came out saying first line of defense for kiddos with struggling with obesity should be medication. I mean, it's just, it's flat out disgusting. Right. I would say it's criminal. Horrible. It's criminal.
Yeah.
So talk to us about fasting, fasting 101. The great thing is fasting's not super complicated, so you can talk about it. So give us why it works, what it is, you know, and some best practices.
Okay. So the first thing to know is that you don't have one metabolism, you have two. So any of you who have had patients that come in and they're like, my metabolism's slow. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. You have two metabolisms. So one metabolism gets turned on when you eat, and we call that the sugar burner metabolism. And one metabolism gets turned on when you don't eat for 8 hours or longer. So you have to go 8 hours without food to start to switch into the second metabolism. And that metabolism is either called, you can clinically call it the ketogenic energy system, or I like to call it the fat burning system.
Okay.
Every cell in your body, and this really applies to the brain, needs glucose for energy and needs ketones for energy.
Okay.
And so you have to use both of those metabolisms. So if you are not fasting longer than 8 hours and you're not dipping into this fat burning system, you literally are not giving your cells and your brain 50% of the fuel that it needs.
Okay. So can I say this back to you, Doc? So we need, cause I've heard a lot of people through these things too. And I try to want to simplify it for people. So sometimes you'll hear like, hey, you know, being in a state of ketosis and burning fat, that is, so what I'm hearing you saying, That is good, and we are designed to do that, but not only that all the time either.
Agree.
Okay, so you're saying, hey, no, there's a time when we do eat, and in that system, so because I've even thinking I'm getting a little older, and I've noticed areas in my life where I feel like, man, I just had this happen today with a patient. I'm like, man, I used to be able to remember that, right? You know, like, oh, shoot. Yes. And I'm like, and I just was thinking as I listened to you talk, and you said, you know, even brain cells, you know, sometimes we can get, you know. Any strength fully extended can be a weakness. So anything, and even holistic healthcare, I think you can be too, I quote, extreme. I don't mean extreme, but I just mean like, hey, ketosis is good, but we do have to eat. And when we do eat, let's eat reasonable, because that part of it is important too. That other part of the metabolic, you know, your metabolism, the eating time and the burning the glucose part. So I want people, there's freedom even in hearing that. Yes. I think some people think, you know, oh, ketosis or fasting, I just have to starve myself to death all the time. And if every time I eat, then I must be doing a bad thing. No, it's just a different part of the metabolism, and your body and your cells actually need both. Am I articulating that right? Or is that true?
It's okay. Brilliant. And okay. I'm so happy you highlighted that, because one of the things that happened when Dr. Jason Fung came out with his book, The Obesity Code, he was really one of the first people to say, hey, guess what? Weight loss is actually a hormonal issue. It's not a calorie issue. Mm. And so everybody got into fasting, and they're like, oh, I can become insulin sensitive. I can work with this insulin system by fasting. And they started fasting more and more and more.
Okay.
And that actually, those people launched my YouTube channel because they got stuck, because they forgot that they also needed glucose and they were too much into the ketogenic. So back to the media. Everything you saw from the media about the ketogenic diet being horrible is, they should have said it's horrible if you do it all the time.
Okay.
You need ketones. We're a hybrid car. We need ketones and we need glucose. So we need both of those systems. It all falls under the heading of metabolic switching.
Got it.
You are supposed to switch from sugar burner to fat burner very consistently. And when we talk about women, the difference between women and men is women need to metabolically switch according to their hormones, and men don't. Mm. And that's the simplicity of what we need. We need glucose and good food, and we need times without food so we can get ketones. And if we're switching in between all of that, you're in a state of balance.
God had to keep it simpler for us men. He knew we wouldn't be able to handle it. So he's like, listen, I'm just going to keep it straight for the dudes. They just don't even mess with them. And then women, they can multitask. That's funny. So, gotcha. So then give me some, you're the master here, but what's the next thing we need to then kind of know about fasting in some basics? And I mean, I'll put this quick caveat in here. You probably have a lot to say about this, but I just, if you're listening to this, what Doc is doing and what I'm doing here, we're not doctoring over the airwaves. This, you know, you may have certain underlying conditions and you're a type 1 diabetic and you're this and this. Listen, that's why her YouTube channel exists. That's why you need to get yourself more educated. But we're talking basic foundational principles, destroying some myths here just to help get your head around it a little bit more, because this is going to be a journey regardless. And I know you have groups that meet up and meetup groups and a lot of awesome things that you guys do. But so just so everybody knows here, you know, we're talking in generalities, like you kind of said a little bit earlier, giving you a foundation of understanding, blowing up some myths about keto and fasting to give you some real functional things to do. So I don't know if you have a caveat on that, but where do we go from here?
So I think the next thing, once you understand we have two metabolisms, you're supposed to go a period of time without food so you can tap into these ketones. The next question is, well, how long are you supposed to go?
Okay.
So in Fast Like a Girl, I mapped out 6 different length fasts. And I always tell people, Fast Like a Girl, I should have put a little asterisk that said men are included in this conversation, because chapter 2 in the book is all about these 6 different length fasts. And you have to look at your fat burning metabolism as a healing state.
Okay.
And at 12 hours of no food coming in, your intelligent body starts to upregulate growth hormone. Now, growth hormone, you stop getting after the age of 30, so it starts to decline dramatically. But if you just as something as simple as 12 hours, between like 12 and 15 hours of intermittent fasting, growth hormone goes up and you start to burn fat and inflammation goes down And the increase in growth hormone also starts to signal the production of ketones to the liver. So you have this neurochemical change that is happening within the body is as little as 12 hours, where the body's like, oh, okay, no food is coming in. So I'm going to upregulate this powerful hormone, and I'm going to start to burn fat to make this incredible product called a ketone. So I can send the ketone up into the brain, turn off hunger, and I can start to supercharge the brain, because we've been 12 hours without food. We need to go find food. So I need to make everything better.
Interesting.
So that's as little as 12 hours.
Now, can I ask you something there quick? Well, no. So people understand, because some people that might be newer, it's well known, but people forget a lot of this can happen while you sleep, my friends. Okay. So you know, this isn't like, I'm only out for 10 hours, 12 hours a day. No, I'm talking, and this can start actually while you sleep. And then can I just introduce a quick question? So when you're saying, you know, not eating for 12 hours, can you give me just your take on liquids during that time? Cause I hear some confusion during that sometimes. So, okay. So what's your, go ahead.
The key is to not have your blood sugar go up.
Okay.
So if you drink a cup of coffee and your blood sugar doesn't go up, coffee works for you.
Okay.
One of the reasons people put butter and MCT oil into their coffee is because fat can actually stabilize blood sugar, or actually in some cases make your blood sugar go down. So you stay in a fasted state.
So you could drink a cup of coffee, possibly. Some people, now you introduced that saying, like, some people, there are some people, and I don't remember what book I was reading, and it was really fascinating to me. Like, you know, people that, some people when they have coffee, they will actually make their blood sugar go up, and some people go down, or some people eat things that you typically think would explode their blood sugar, and it doesn't. It was like fascinating, whole other conversation. But so would you suggest a self-test, or what's your take on that?
Okay. Here's another mind-blowing fact that most people don't realize is it's the microbes in your gut that determine your blood sugar level when you eat something. So if you're somebody that's been on 20 rounds of antibiotics, and you're a woman that's been on 2 years of birth control, your microbes in your gut might be decimated. So you drink a cup of coffee and it spikes at 10, 20 points. Wow. Whereas somebody else may drink that same cup of coffee. They didn't have that kind of damage to their microbial system in their gut, and they stay in a fasted state.
So some people are thinking they're fasting. And the reason I bring this up is because, well, I'm just drinking juice. And like, listen, let's just use that as a typical example. Yeah. You drink a glass of, orange juice. Like, you just spiked your blood sugar. So if you are going to fast, so are your general thoughts, doc, water, maybe coffee, or certain teas.
Tea.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Tea.
Generally not
water,
eating anything.
Coffee.
Though.
Yeah. So one of the, there's a lot of nuance in that. Yeah, yeah. And I put it in the book, and we have another book that's coming out in November that's called Eat Like a Girl, which is really about what can you eat in your fasting window, and what should you eat for your hormones in your eating window.
Okay.
And so we did a whole thing on what we call the fasted snack.
Okay.
There are certain things you can drink and eat within your fasting window that are proven to not raise the blood sugar. But as always, you're going to have to test on yourself.
Okay.
So that's the best way.
Okay. So I want to keep you moving. So this window here, and so for a lot of people, just some basic thoughts on fasting. Yeah. The sooner in the day that you can maybe stop eating, maybe the classics, you know, don't eat after 8. I mean, if you don't eat after 8 and you don't break it until breakfast, you know, you're at 8 in the morning, you got 12 hours there. If you make it till lunch, you're at 16, you're doing pretty good.
You got it.
Is that a good start for an average person?
Yeah, I always say there's a couple options. You want to look at your 24-hour period as there's a fasting window and there's an eating window. So, and you determine it. So you could either push your dinner up where you're not eating as late. Maybe if you eat dinner at 7, you eat it at 6, and then no nighttime snacking or drinking anything. I mean, you can drink water, but not alcohol after that. And you could push your breakfast back an hour. But you want to take the time period in which you eat and start to compress it. And you can do that slowly. So we used to do it by just telling people to push their breakfast back and then push it back again, and then keep pushing it back until you are safely in like a 10 to 12 hour eating window. Something like that is a good starting point.
Okay. What is your take on exercise during fasting? So I hear, you know, I'm, it's 'cause I'm in practice too. So I just hear people say things to me like, when I don't eat breakfast, you know, I'm going to die. You know what I mean? Right. So what's your take on, fitness as it relates to this? Just again, general principles here. I've heard some things that when you are in a ketosis state or, in a, you know, fat burning state, exercise actually can be incredibly beneficial. And I don't know exactly your take on that, but, any just general advice on people that are, you know, they do like to work out and exercise, and if they are in a fasting state?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much nuance there, but I'll give you the general principle is that anything under a 24-hour fast, you're fine to work out in a fasted state. If you go into a 3-day water fast or some of these longer fasts, you should not be exercising.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. If you are a morning exerciser and you like food before you eat, then do that. Just know that you've opened up your eating window. And if you want to be in a fasted state and get the benefits of fasting, you may have to have an earlier dinner.
Okay.
So that's why I like this eating window idea. You get to choose where it goes based off of your lifestyle.
Now, when people start to think, what are some of the other just misconceptions? So this is what as chiropractors, again, we just wish people could understand this. You know, I always talk about like when with hormones, when your body was created, it isn't like it said, here's your hormones and you don't get any more for the rest of your life. Right. Like, so don't ever bleed, like your body's constantly making hormones. It's constantly renewing. And people don't, I think we just forget that. That's why I always get so frustrated when I hear I have a hormonal imbalance or a chemical imbalance. The mental health world says that. I'm always like, gosh, that is such a poor understanding of human physiology. Like your body is constantly changing. So is there some, like you said, with autophagy or with just how the cells heal and, you know, these types of things, what are some of the amazing things about fasting that a person could expect? First part, maybe just real quick, like there is a transition time, right? So no doubt if you've been living upside down for 20 years of your life and you start fasting, you're going to think Dr. Mindy and I are the meanest people you've ever met, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, that first time you hear your hunger pangs because you've just given in to every urge you've ever felt. So maybe some just quick tips on starting it, just what to expect. But then I think what's even more exciting is what to expect in a good way. When I fast, when I'm seeing patients, like Monday through Friday, I don't eat during the day because for me, it just helps me be focused. My clarity in mind for my patients. It's just how I do it. And so you have any as we're winding down here, that first part of just kind of what to expect in the first part of fasting, you're not dying because you're hurt, your tummy hurts and things like that. And then also, what are some of those just amazing things they can expect as benefits if they get into this rhythm consistently?
Yeah. So I think the biggest principle that we lost track of is a principle called a hormetic stressor, that small doses of small amounts of stress actually makes our body stronger. So my first recommendation is when you go into these fasting windows, if you're suffering, it's an opportunity to get to know your body and tell your body, I know you know what to do. I know you're in the process of switching over to this fat burning state. I trust you. And I know that you're going to figure out how to get into this ketogenic energy system. But when you push a hormetic stress, when you just give it a little bit of stress, it's uncomfortable. And a very good analogy to this is the gym. Mm. I don't go to the gym and just have a walk in the park. I go in, I push my body so my body will build itself stronger. Do I love that? Not always. Yeah. Sometimes I swear at my trainer all the time. I'm like, this is horrible, but I know that it's necessary to build the body stronger. The beautiful thing about fasting is that your body knows what to do and it gets easier with time. So the more you learn how to dip into these fasted states, it gets easier and easier because your body knows how to repair itself. So I think that's, if it's difficult, hang in there, practice it. Play with it. Be curious about it. Your body knows what to do.
Well, Doc, is it true? And I say this to patients. I make sure I run it by the boss here. If a good sign of health is metabolic flexibility. Like if you can't handle not eating for 12 hours, that's not a good sign. I tell people, like, if you were going to go walk up the stairs and you one flight of stairs and you're exhausted, you don't say stairs are bad. You say, I need to get in shape. You know, something, this is exposing something for me. So yes, we've been conditioned in typical American lifestyles to, you know, glutton ourselves to death every day. And if we don't, we're a bad human and let's be a foodie and let's all talk about food all the day. Now that's been brought to us and propaganda to us a bit by the industries you talked about earlier. So I'm saying that to people, like you brought up that point, like if you are changing this a little bit, first of all, you're changing it for the better. And those things that you're feeling is actually your body telling you, you know what? You probably need help. Just like if you, you know, quit drinking alcohol, if you were addicted to alcohol and you have the shakes and you drink some alcohol and it goes away, you didn't just prove that your body needs alcohol. You proved you have an addiction to alcohol. So is that a fair, is that a fair statement to say?
Yeah. You know, another way to look at it is fever. A fever is painful and sucks, but your body's repairing itself and we know it's necessary.
Yeah. Okay.
So trust the process, because the more you learn to metabolically switch, the more comfortable you get with these fasted states.
Okay.
Now, I also want to make a point that all the cancer experts, well, the ones that are holistic that are out there right now, are saying of course, hopefully your audience knows this, that the dysfunction that happens with chronic diseases like cancer happens in the mitochondria. It doesn't happen in the nucleus where the DNA is. So one of the signs your mitochondria is struggling is your inability to go without food. So if you can't go 10 hours, 8 hours without food, let's train you. We need to metabolically train you so you can start to go longer periods, so you can start to power up these mitochondria. And by the way, the mitochondria thrive on ketones. So if we got to get, I mean, I really feel like we could solve the chronic disease problem without ever changing the food industry by just teaching people to dip into long periods of fasting so their body can heal. And so those mitochondria can learn how to switch from glucose to ketones. And now we have a healthy cell.
That's super interesting. Last bit, as I'll just kind of let you get on your high horse here, and then we'll make sure people know how to follow you and stay in touch and follow your work, because it's important. And you do such a good job of going through the nuances and talking about the questions. And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? I feel like if I did what you did, where you know, any given day seeing patients, by the end of the day, you've had like so many kind of, you have like 20 questions that you got asked that day that you really do want to answer, right? And sometimes you don't have the time to do it. And it's like, if we always say, if one patient had that question, 100 patients have that question. And so your videos are very, you're getting a taste of Mindy today, are very much like what we're talking about here. I just want you to know how to do this. And so just if you're listening and you're going, oh man, but I want to learn more. Listen, there was no way we were going to be able to do everything in one episode, of course. So I wanted to introduce you to Mindy so you know about her work. Then you can go learn from her, you know, thousands of videos and other interviews, read her book, support her work, share it with your friends. So, but I do want people to know, because I don't think that they appreciate what the benefits of fasting can do. Like you said, they've just given up. I can't lose weight anymore. I tried. I ate salads for a week and I walked on the treadmill for 5 hours and I didn't lose any weight. So I guess this didn't work. I quit, you know, and by the way, didn't you know that 91% of people have heart attacks when they eat this way anyway?
That was helpful for the people that were struggling with fasting. They're like, I'm out.
So what, cause I don't think people realize what it can do for your immune system. They don't understand what it can be for mental health. They don't understand. So would you mind just kind of, what are some of your hormone, things that are built as a hormonal imbalance or this or that are really a bunch of sick cells that you're feeding a bunch of crap to all day long, you know, and you're never even giving them a chance to heal. And so you've come, one metaphor I use sometimes, and then I want you to finish this off here, doc. It's like, if I didn't know anything about broken bones, and so I broke my ankle, but I live on some island and I don't even know anything about them. So a day or two it hurts, but maybe it starts to feel better, but I don't even know anything about that. So I start walking out again, and by golly, it hurts again. And maybe I play this cycle for my whole life. And the conclusion I might come to is broken bones don't heal. I guess broken bones don't heal. No, I never gave it enough time to heal. So because of that, I came to this wrong conclusion. There's a lot of people walking around sick, suffering, inflamed, obese, mental health issues, not sleeping, you know, autoimmune disease, pick your poison. And they think it's because they can't heal. They think that they got the wrong deck of cards. They got the wrong genetics. They got the wrong this, the wrong mom and dad.
Yeah.
And so they're a victim, and pharma is eating them up and making them sicker. And so, and they literally could be, you know, a fasting, you know, protocol away from transforming their health. So tell me your favorite parts of fasting that you love, you want people to know about.
Oh my God, there's so many. So the first thing I would say is if you're struggling with fasting and you're ready to give up or it sounds daunting, I equate it often to sleep. Fasting is a healing state. Sleep is a healing state. Everybody, the sleep is in the zeitgeist right now. Everybody knows they need to sleep, but not everybody can sleep. Talk to a menopausal woman. She'll tell you how hard it is to sleep. So does that mean we give up on sleep? No, we keep finding ways to sleep better. So fasting is absolutely the same way. Second thing I want to say is the deeper you go into these fasted states, the more your intelligent body heals itself. So these six different length fasts that I mapped out in Fast Like a Girl, I talk about how you can detox your body. You can reset your gut. You can find, or you can train your body to go find the glucose it stored years ago in fat. You can reset your dopamine system so you're happier, and you can reset your immune system so your immune system is stronger. I mapped all of those out.
Wow.
And then the third thing I want to say is the difference for men and women, and this is what Fast Like a Girl was all about, and to your point, I've done a ton of videos on it, is that we have to fast according to our hormones. So estrogen and testosterone love when we fast. Progesterone doesn't love it. And so men have a little bit of progesterone, but not like women. So when we are fasting, when progesterone is coming in, whether it's during our menstrual cycle or during our menopausal journey, we start to tank progesterone, and then the hormonal house of cards falls apart. And that's all of what Fast Like a Girl was about, was giving women a resource to learn how to fast according to their menstrual cycle. Or if they don't have one, the menopause reset, I taught how to do it in the perimenopausal years. Women have to learn, and this is really my plea for women right now. We have to understand that our hormones are always adapting to whatever environment we put it in. So if we start eating toxic food, our hormones will suffer. If we start stressing our bodies out and overworking and overtraining, our hormones will suffer. So whatever environment you're in, your hormones are responding, and nobody's bringing this to light right now. Instead, we're like, your hormones are down, slap some patches, put some creams on, take a troche, you'll be fine. And I'm here to say, we need to look at your insulin system. We need to look at your cortisol system. We need to get back to oxytocin, which you get every single day you walk into your chiropractor's office and you get an adjustment and a hug, you get a burst of oxytocin. We have to make these systems a priority if we want hormonal balance. And I want my women to feel heard, because we're not being well represented in the media right now.
You know, and this is why, again, I wanted to have you on, because, you know, even though we're talking details here, like, there's a lot of hope in this conversation. So if you're listening to this and you maybe were about ready to give up, or maybe you're a practitioner listening to this and you're like, man, I've been so frustrated with how to help my patients. A lot of times that's where these breakthroughs happen. They just come out of us wanting to figure out better ways to help our people. And unfortunately, we are seeing a decline in health. You brought up mitochondria with cancer. We're seeing these turbo cancers and younger cancers. And part of me, as the chiropractor, me goes, what the heck is happening here? You know what I mean? I'm not okay with this. But then when you start to understand just the design and the wisdom of the body, you go, well, there has to be something interfering or causing this, because it's not designed to do that. And so something's up. So the good news is, when you start to do some of these things, which fasting is, relatively speaking, pretty easy. The only reason it seems difficult is because we've messed it up for so long. Getting off of your addiction to phone is so hard is because we've let ourselves become addicted to it for 10 years. So it wasn't hard 20 years ago because we didn't have them. So nothing here that we talked about today is something that anybody listening can't do. But you do have to get in the game. Dr. Mindy, how do people follow you? What's your favorite places to send them to so they can stay up to date? I want to make sure people know how to get your books and watch your videos.
Thank you. Well, YouTube's my passion project. Okay. I mean, I spend a lot of time. I have a full researcher now that brings me studies, and then I translate them through the innate intelligence of the body. So it's a great place. I know a lot of chiros play my channel in their waiting room. Yeah. Like it's there for you all to learn and for you all to spread. My books are everywhere. Fast Like a Girl, Menopause Reset. They're on Amazon.
Okay.
I'm on all socials. I've got a large Facebook and Instagram following. So I'm kind of everywhere.
Okay.
But if you really want to learn more from me, YouTube and my books are really the best place.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if people, you know, the spelling of Doc's last name is P-E-L-Z. Some people don't, it's a different last name. So yeah.
And I do, because I'm speaking to chiropractors, I do want to say one thing if I can.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I have for the last year been on the front lines of taking innate intelligence out to the world. That's all I'm teaching. Mm. And it's been really interesting to see the world's response. And one of the interesting things that I'm finding is that the lay person, the person you're seeing in your office, they're so thirsty for this information. Mm. They so want to learn, as you are probably experiencing. And then we have a whole paradigm of healthcare that wants me to shut up. Mm. And that paradigm comes after my degree. I get called a moron. Oh, okay. I get called, you shouldn't listen to me because I'm a chiropractor. And so I have no right to be talking about this, which cracks me up because I have no right. What do you mean? You have no right to be talking about innate intelligence. Where were you trained on that?
Yeah.
But I say this, that our moment is now. Mm. There is a massive health paradigm shift that's going on. And if you've even wondered, should you go on Facebook and start educating on videos? Should you start a YouTube channel? Should you write a book? I'm going to ask you to rise up. And the answer is a hell yes. Mm. You should be writing. You should be educating everything you're doing in your office. If we all came together and put that on social media, we would literally change this paradigm. I need you. I need your voice. I can't do this alone. Mm. So please don't stay in your office. I know your office is a warm, fuzzy, beautiful place, but I'm going to encourage you to get out of your office and start doing things like podcasts and books and video, because the world needs to hear from you now more than ever.
Well, I think everybody got a good taste of Dr. Mindy today. I think everybody understands your passion, and but also hopefully it's challenged, just like the friend of yours that said, hey, I challenge you, go do Facebook Live for 90 days. I don't know what the challenge is for you that are listening to this. You might have to start fasting and skipping breakfast or just actually speaking out. And I'm with you, Doc. There is a world that is desperate for truth, desperate for people that care. They're sick and tired. But when that happens, they start looking anywhere, and that can get confusing for people. So then they throw their hands up in the air. So the reason that people follow you is because you're consistent and you've stuck to principles, and you don't change with the wind, and you're not breaking, you know, the latest fad and, you know, selling somebody's whatever because they gave you a couple of bucks. It's just, and I don't know how your world works. You just speak in the truth. So you guys, these are the people that I bring on this show so you can get them on your team. The beautiful thing about today's world is you can learn from Dr. Mindy and not live in her town. You can learn these principles and share them with your friends and never even meet her, never even have to, you know, do that. And so many of these things, so many of the things about healthcare are self-care. They're easy. It's what you do at the grocery store. It's what you do in your garage or going on a walk or, you know, seeing your holistic doctor that you see. So we are so honored. Dr. Mindy, I'm so glad. I know that you, it was difficult to get this done with just schedules and life happening, but thank you for making the time. I know my wife sends her love because she was so thankful for your work. Because, you know, even though of course I'm a chiropractor, you know, she's like, but you're not a woman. I was like, I know I'm she's not right. a woman. Have a wonderful day, Doc. And we'll have to have you back on in the future just to share updates, especially when your book comes out. But take care.
Yeah, thank you. I would love that. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk to my people. So this was really sweet for me. Appreciate you.
Beautiful. Take care. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Designed to Heal. Always remember that the greatest doctor lives inside of you, and God gave you what you need to be healthy and well. Connect with Dr. Ben at drbenrawl.com or achievewellness.clinic. And please share this podcast with someone who needs to hear it, and follow us on Instagram at Designed to Heal Podcast.